104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:19. We're going to top out at 19 today. It is 11 right now. I just posted, I mentioned it the other day.
And there's light snow right now, by the way.
Very, very light snow. Big, huge, fat, puffy, white flakes.
It's pretty.
I mentioned, it might have been last week or maybe it was earlier this week, that my daughter got a hold of my wife's phone and Googled bars.
Yes.
The photo, it's funny. You can check it out at hot1047.com. Crystal hands me the phone and says, look what your daughter was looking for on Google. And I see it. I'm like, oh, guess we're going to have to start worrying about that a little sooner than my folks had to worry about it with me. Oops.
I think it's funny.
It's, yeah.
Super cute.
Yeah. We mentioned this earlier. In China, yellow is the new red. They're cracking down on people. They've basically changed the law. The law is now in China that yellow means stop, too. If you run a yellow light, you ran a red light, basically. Same thing. And they have set up, or they have got people, like even the state-run newspaper, the official Chinese news agency, is criticizing the new rules. That's kind of a big deal. Because they're not really allowed to criticize anything the government does.
Which is so weird.
Because the state runs it, the country runs it. Their government runs it.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah, it's weird, but it's a communist country.
Well, I know. It's just...
it's weird for us.
Yeah.
But if you've always been a communist country, you wouldn't really know any different.
True.
Yeah, so they say the laws are necessary to reduce the number of wrecks. But one critic has said that the new yellow light rule is stupid and evil.
Evil?
If it is green when you get to the line... and the instant you hit the line, going at the speed limit or below, it turns yellow. You go through it.
You continue to go.
They would give you a ticket.
That doesn't even make sense, because it's supposed to be your warning the red light's coming.
That's not the law, though.
See, that's stupid. And I guess evil as well.
Exactly. Stupid and evil. Not fair, but that's
no, just, it's not.
Just how it goes. Saw this on Sun News, a network.ca, Canadian website. I didn't know the Canadians had such a sense of humor.
Oh, why?
The stock photo they used for this story is a 40-ish man.
Okay.
In a hospital gown. He has a scared look on his face. And the doctor is behind him. White coat, stethoscope.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting on a rubber glove and smiling devilishly.
Oh, that's an interesting picture that they chose for that.
The headline, doctors should warn prostate cancer patients of possible shrinkage.
Okay.
Apparently, after some of these prostate cancer treatments, it wasn't the guys that just had radiation. It was guys that had surgery followed with androgen deprivation therapy.
Okay.
Said that they noticed shrinkage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, sucks for them.
Here's the funniest part of the whole thing, because, of course, doctors, scientists being very, you know, scientific about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't think of it as bathroom humor like you and I do. They think of it as just another part of the body.
Right.
They said there were no actual measurements done to back up the data. So it may be perceived versus being real.
Okay.
I'm going to go with perceived.
Well, I mean, I guess for a real scientific study, it should be measured before.
You should. This should be a before and after.
Yep.
Get out a ruler.
Do you guys do that? You guys measure yourself?
Okay, now we're going... You know, I was teetering on the edge here, even bringing this up on the air. I should have known better than to...
I'm just curious.
...leave you with an open mic. With that in mind...
You're not going to answer me?
Not on the air!
Okay, well, at least tell me off the
I
air.
Know there's guys who have.
Okay.
Guys do that,
You
yeah.
think there's a higher percentage that they do?
I think at one point in their life, some point.
So yeah. At least once, right?
Probably.
Okay.
Most guys. All right.
It's a valid question.
Kelly Clarkson and some dirt is on the way. What is the internet quote of the day, Mel?
My New Year's resolution was going to be that I stop being sarcastic, but damn it, I'm no quitter. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Rest assured, as Kim Kardashian and Kanye West prep for parenthood, E! Cameras will be following the soon-to-be first-time parents every step of the way. Kim and Kanye are an incredibly dynamic couple, and their baby news is just so exciting, Network's president Suzanne Kolb tells The Hollywood Reporter in a statement. Like so many Kardashian fans, we will love it when this close-knit family gets even bigger. We look forward to sharing the joy as they prepare for more diapers, more bottles, and without a doubt, more fabulous baby wear. That's what she said, by the way.
I bet she doesn't go to a garage sale for onesies.
I doubt it. A Hollywood Reporter source adds that the network will continue to cover all aspects of Kim's life as it always has. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
I have a feeling at some point after baby's born, she's going to go, baby's so fat, we got to put her on a diet.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe she should do some Pilates.
I hope not.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. It is 9:39. We are going to top out at 19 today. Yeah. So there was a really... this story is kind of... It's not a downer, but it's kind of... But I saw it last night, and I found it very interesting.
Okay.
Family members of the people who were killed in the Aurora movie theater shooting...
Mm-hmm.
Sent an angry letter to Cinemark, the company that owned the theater, after being invited to a special evening of remembrance and a movie in the theater where their loved ones were killed.
Oh.
Relatives of eight of the victims signed the letter, saying they were especially angry that the invitations to the theater's reopening night were received so soon after the holidays. The letter basically says the Christmas was hard enough this year, and then we get this 2 days after Christmas. Thanks for, the last line says, thank you for reminding us how your quest for profits has blinded your leadership and made you so callous as to be oblivious to our mental anguish.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that, that they're questing to profit. I mean, they have been closed this whole time.
Yeah, it's supposed to open on the 17th.
And that's a long time for them to be closed and people not having jobs and losing money for a business.
Well, I don't think anybody is. I understand the letter. I can't say I disagree with it. I can't say that Cinemark's doing anything wrong.
I don't feel like they are.
I mean, they've got a multi-million-dollar building. They're just supposed to never open it again.
Yeah, I mean that you.
Now.
And plus, like I said, the people that have jobs there.
Part of it is that. There was some of the families are feeling offended also because there was never any we're so sorry for your loss that they received. You know,
they didn't send anything like that out. Well, they might not have had that information. How did they get this information? Like sending, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure they could get
it. I suppose.
But I mean, it's I mean. It would be the theater where it happened, the individual theater was completely renovated. They turned it into like a super digital, whatever, floor to ceiling screen. Oh. There's like 22 fewer seats in it than there were before.
Okay.
It was completely renovated, which I would really want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, and it would be so strange to sit in that theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd have to change it around.
I mean, could you sit in that theater?
Well, you probably wouldn't know unless somebody said which one it was.
It was number 9.
Oh, so you do know what it was.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be weird. It would be creepy.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
But there are some dignitaries going, like the governor of Colorado and the mayor of Aurora are both expected to attend the reopening of the theater.
But are they planning to do a memorial?
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to honor them.
So I don't know why they would be offended then.
Because they want them to sit in the theater where they died.
Oh, well.
I get that. I guess.
But there's.
I don't know that I would go off, but you know, you're.
There's a lot of memorials though that do it in the site of where like where that happened.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like the Oklahoma City bombings, like they did a memorial right,
yeah, but
memorial right there.
They didn't sit and watch a movie.
No, they didn't.
I mean, I understand where they're
play.
I understand where they're coming from,
mm-hmm.
but I guess, you know,
I don't think that they need to be offended by it. If
so, you're really going to tell them they're wrong to be offended?
No, I just don't think that it's. I don't think that they're trying to be offensive in this. I think they're trying to have
no,
a memorial.
No, they're not. But, you know, when you're in that kind of grief,
yeah,
who is anybody to tell you how to feel?
That's true.
You know, I don't think it's wrong that they're reopening it. It might have been a little callous to send out invitations the day or two after Christmas. You know, it probably could have been planned a little better.
When would they have sent them?
I have no idea when the right time is. I'm not, you know, and okay, so then what if they don't get invited? Then are they going to, you know, it's kind of like they're damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Yeah, that's how I kind of feel
on
it.
So, I mean, there's no perfect way to handle it. So what are you supposed to do, you know? But anyway, I found that interesting. I saw that on Huffington Post last night. And yeah, it's an interesting article. There's several articles in the Denver media too about this that are interesting as well. We have got our much more lighthearted Heroes of the Day next. Hang on.
Every time it's a hero.
Working class hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the Day, Mel, go.
This happened in Scottsdale, Arizona. Police say a suspicious device found in the ATM lobby of a Scottsdale bank was deemed to be inert by the Mesa Bomb Squad. Now, here's where the interesting part gets. They found, like, a bomb, and the Chase Bank branch is located on Dynamite Boulevard. They spotted the device about 8:15 a.m. before the bank had opened. The item is fashioned to appear to be an explosive device. Now, Officer Dave Pubbins said of the Scottsdale Police, employees were evacuating the bomb squad called in, and they gave the all clear about 1
so
p.m.
There was no dynamite in the bomb on Dynamite Boulevard?
Right. This is ironic.
My story also comes from Arizona.
What's with Arizona lately?
It's the new Florida.
Oh, boy.
Okay, kids sometimes say inappropriate things to each other, do inappropriate things to each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a 6-year-old boy at a daycare in Mesa, Arizona, called another child a, quote, unacceptable name. So, for that, he was punched in the chest by the mother's boyfriend.
Oh!
The attack was recorded on videotape at the daycare center. On the video, according to the court document, the child flies approximately 4 feet in the air and lands directly on his buttocks and slides up to the wall.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow.
Javier Dwayne Rouse, 33, was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault on a vulnerable child. Rouse admitted to the police that he punched the boy, but said he didn't think he punched the child hard like an adult would be hit.
Oh.
Why are you punching a kid in the chest anyway?
Yeah.
Tool bag. Anyway.
Like, that's not how you would correct that behavior.
No. I mean, sure, somebody said something inappropriate to his girlfriend's kid, but...
And you
I mean,
could, you know, he could get a good stern talking to, but you wouldn't punch him.
Yeah. Anyway, time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.